The China Cultural Season in the UK has been opened by a number of performances, among which is a Chinese version of Shakespeare's play Richard III, the signature production of the National Theatre of China. Catherine Mullian is the executive director of the Royal Shakespeare's Company in the UK.
Well, I think it's really important that we've got this two-way exchange so that we can take our work to China and we see different Chinese types of theatre, performance, dance, all over here in the UK. As I mentioned earlier, there's something really important, I think, about telling each other our stories through the way we do that at home.
At the upcoming Edinburgh Festival, British audiences will be able to see musical performances by prominent Chinese pianist Lang Lang and Wang Yujia. The Chinese People's Liberation Army Band will also be performing at the festival in Scotland. In addition to arts performances, the China Culture Season will also include Chinese designs on display at London Fashion Week. A design forum will also be held at London's Victoria and Albert Museum. Xiang Xiaowei, cultural counselor with the Chinese Embassy in the UK, says both sides want to focus on creativity.
英国呢非常有强大的销售网络，有非常丰富的经验。
The UK has a mature and strong network to support the development of its creative industry, including their expertise in marketing, their rich stock of talent, and their up-to-date technologies. In China, the creative industry is also growing fast and has become one of the driving forces of our economic reforms.
The cultural councillor also says he believes the China-UK Year of Cultural Exchange is a testimony to the thriving relationship between the two countries.
我们有一些非常重要的访问，那么当然是习总书记。
We will be welcoming a state visit by President Xi Jinping in October. In September, Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong will attend the high-level UK-China people-to-people dialogue in London. These high-level exchanges show that bilateral ties between China and the UK are entering a close and pragmatic phase.
2015 was designated as the China-UK Year of Cultural Exchange in a joint statement by the two governments last year as part of Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's visit to the UK. The first half of this year was the UK cultural season in China. For CRI, I'm Deng Xulin in London.